Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
This is your boy, Mr. Rontellette. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, today is February 4th, 2021.
Yep.
Yeah. You got anything going on? Any announcements?
No announcements of the day. Nothing going on.
Okay.
Buzz is so slow.
Alrighty. Well, we definitely got a shout out our special guest from last week, Lovely Tamar. I just loved her, just overall, just everything, and then the music just really speaks for itself. So I'm just loving, you know, I was loving her music as well.
That's what's up.
You know, it definitely was a great interview.
Yeah, it was.
All right, you sound like you sleeping. You sleeping?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'm wide awake.
Well, I mean, but I know you're not asleep because you're talking to me, but just sound like you're just very relaxed. But I am excited about today's show. You know, we don't have a guest. Just going to take some callers and see what they got going on. So hopefully we get some good ones today. I'm talking to your people. But, all right, let's get into our first track of the day. This is Call Away by our special guest from last week, Lovely Tamar.
Thank you.
back, y'all.
Yes. Like I said, I definitely like that joint. And also, I put her music video of that song, Call Away, on my Facebook page. So if you definitely want to check it out, you know, make sure you go check on my Facebook page at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook.
Okay, One Call Away.
Yes, I like that joint. All right, and the second track of the day, this is I Ain't Stopping by Polo G.
My goal to be successful, nothing else is not an option. Grab my bitch and hit the bank, next till we gone shopping. I'ma give it what I got, rest assured I ain't flopping. Gotta play this shit cool, dust them off of her, he opping. She got the buzz late, Lil Woe, I been popping. Hate to tell you she a piece of, yeah, back she been topping. Nigga can't stand the truth, he get up and I'ma drop him on the road. Getting to it, motherfucker, I ain't stopping. Get to it, no brakes on the doubters, yeah. No complaint, no respect for the powders, yeah. Any means necessary, I'ma get it, whoa. You can hit me for a pound or book me for a show. I can't too far to let a lane pop me, yeah. Not a red light or sign can stop me, no. I spin the racks like a disc jockey. That life bit make a cocky nigga uncocky. I'm like a humble Rocky. Let's go. Cruise the city in the boat, bumping Lil Yachty. Got a lot of nice kicks, I don't know karate. 100 bodies, 20 bricks, yeah, show your right. Cross the line, fuck tomorrow, you can go tonight. My goal to be successful, nothing else is not an option. Grab my bitch and hit the bank, next till we going shopping. I'ma give it what I got, rest assured I ain't flopping. Gotta play this shit cool, dust them off of her, he opping. He got the buzz late, Lil Woe, I been popping. Hate to tell you she a piece of, yeah, back she been topping. Nigga can't stand the truth, he get up and I'ma drop him on the road. Getting to it, motherfucker, I ain't stopping.
It's my time, I can feel it, who can tell me different? I'm the shit, other people, they just smell me different. Trying to ride my own lane, these niggas drunk driving. Give them two and bread sauce and then they drunk diving. Goddamn, I'm the man when it come to this. Independent, hit my knife and book of Genesis. God got me praying, hand emojis, amen. Who got it, only fear, God fucking men. I let you tell me I'm the realest, that's the realest proof. If I tell you I'm the realest, I'm convincing you. You need a parachute to look into my eyes. That's that Petro, remember, Skull Candies, all riding on that Metro. My goal to be successful, nothing else is not an option. Grab my bitch and hit the bank, next till we going shopping. I'ma give it what I got, rest assured I ain't flopping. Gotta play this shit cool, dust them off of her, he opping. He got the buzz late, Lil Woe, I been popping. Hate to tell you she a piece of, yeah, back she been topping. Nigga can't stand the truth, he get up and I'ma drop him on the road. Get into it, motherfucker, I ain't stopping. Get to it, y'all.
We are back. I definitely like that joint. That was I Ain't Stopping by Bugatti. Bugatti. Sorry about that. I said his name wrong the first time. I'm sorry, what you say? Hello?
No.
Oh, well, I thought you were saying something. I guess you weren't talking to us. All righty then. But I'm definitely looking forward. You know, in 2 weeks, we got the Cotton Pickers, Fleetwood. You know, he'll be coming up.
Get back to the line. Get back from my line.
Huh?
I'm in Tampa Bay, Miami, Boulder.
It sounds like my co-host is having a conversation with someone else other than us. But anyway, you know, I'm definitely excited. In 2 weeks, we got the Cotton Pickers, Fleetwood. You know, he'll be joining us on the show, talk about his new documentary, Give Me Mine, on reparations. And then, you know, we'll have Keyshawna K coming up on the 25th who did not make it, you know, to do the show last month. So definitely looking forward to having them to join us on the show. And if anyone would like to know how you can get your music heard on the show, schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. So several ways to look to hit us up, or you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Rental that on IG as well. So definitely excited about those that'll be coming up. And I see we have no hands right now, so let's get into another track, and let's see if we can get my co-host to join the show.
I'm right here. I had an important phone call, so I apologize.
No, that's fine. You know, maybe you should have muted us because, yes, we heard some of your convo, something about Tampa or something. So, you know.
Yeah, we're talking about the Super Bowl. Go Bucks.
Yeah, well, you know, we just glad you wasn't cheating on your girlfriend or anything because we would have heard it all. I know, right? I'm a bit much. But I can see you like that, though, because you get it. You understand. It's all coming from a place of love. But let's get into this next track. This is Barney by Vanity Sky.
A lot of Baltimore artists, eh?
Yes.
You know that's my kind, I be by his side. Always with my baby, I stay down to ride. You know we stay on, we stay getting paid. I stay on the dump, think I got it made. Doing 85 on the highway. It's just about money swinging my way. Yeah, we got the green that you never seen. We ain't riding clean, pull up on the scene. I got what you need, pay. You can be my Clyde, I can be your Bonnie. We be making moves, we be getting money. This ain't what you want, you ain't ready for it. Fuck your feeling about the money, then it's not important. Let me be your Bonnie, be your Bonnie. We be getting money, getting money. With Bonnie, we chasing money. These other niggas funny, they need a Bonnie. Get you somebody like me, Bonnie. Get you somebody like me, Bonnie. Money ain't been a thing. We got all that you need. We got love, we got drugs, we some thugs with a dream. I ain't tripping off you niggas if you ain't there with the team. You told me you was a G, but you fuck with the police. Rim clean, body mean, on some shit you never seen. Yeah, they call me Bonnie, riding with the Tommy. We be on the grind, yeah, we love to hustle. If you ain't with it, then just quit it, get it off the muscle. Fuck your feeling about the money. Got it. Let me be your Bonnie, be your Bonnie. We be getting money. Get you somebody like me, Bonnie. Get you somebody like me, Bonnie. My Clyde, I can be your Bonnie. We be making moves, we be getting money. This ain't what you want, you ain't ready for it. Fuck your feeling about the money, then it's not important. Let me be your Bonnie, be your Bonnie. We be getting money If you roll with Bonnie, we chasing money. These other niggas funny, they need a Bonnie. Get you somebody like me.
All right, I definitely like that joint. That was Barney by Baltimore's own Vanity Sky. I definitely like that joint. Well, today, we definitely got a shout out to Cameron. Today is his birthday. I was like the biggest Dipset fan. But I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
850-518.
Yo, yo.
Hey, say your name. Where are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. Leon County.
Okay, what's your name?
Tony Rasta.
Alright, what's going on?
What's popping? You know, I'm a songwriter, you know, and at this point, you know, I've kind of been watching the game for a minute, and I realized that, you know, I'm kind of pretty much ready to appear, you know, physically in the realm of music or whatnot, and, you know, my vibe with the R&B, I just won't let it die, so, so right now, currently, I basically have, like, you know what I'm saying, I guess albums, as they call it, yeah, I have a lot of those, no worries. But at the same time, it, you know what I'm saying, it's bigger than this music, though. But, you know, that's why I'm rocking like that. And I got to salute to my boy, Swag 360, for giving me this opportunity. So I appreciate you all, Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying, family, just to give me this platform or whatnot to express my views on, you know, what it is. So appreciate that. Thank you.
All righty. Well, definitely thank you for calling in, and you be safe out there.
I appreciate you. Hey, but I got a question, though. I mean, considering that, you know, that a lot of times that, you know, we often kind of, you know, put the music out there, but we never really truly realize, you know what I'm saying, if we actually, you know, took that one step day at a time, you know, towards the things that we said we was going to do on that last sentence on that paper. You know, we have to be more mindful we have to be more mindful what we implicate or what we try to walk in. We have to walk in exactly what we speak. So what are we speaking? We need to start speaking better for one another and staying together and keeping it one love, you know. And that's what it's all about. And I know I'm different. I'm going to be different. I came different in this game. I didn't know I was here, but it's a manifestation. And it's all about, you know, I mean, you have to be, you know, you have to either stand for something, you know what I mean? you know what I mean? That's all it is. So
I definitely understand, like, what you're talking about. You know, I mean, and I've had this conversation with friends of mine, you know, that, you know, that's my biggest beef with, like, today's music, is that it's not a balance, you know. It's, like, that's what I feel like, you know, we're missing. It's all right, you know, to have the party and, like, the trap music. Like, that's right. All fine and well. I will, you know, get down with the next person. But, you know, back in the day, it was more of, like, a balance with people. And, you know, like, what was going on. And today, it's no, you know, it's no balance. You don't have, you know, a lot of uplifting and you know, like, that is what I feel like, you know, is,
right.
Like, really missing with music, with today's music.
Mm. Yeah, and I really believe that, you know, like with that, you were speaking on, I mean, you know, a lot of stuff that we just can, you know, kind of just wake up and do it like we did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 106 and Park, you know, bring that back. You know what I'm saying? They gave us something to look forth to when we got out of school, to rush and watch that. I know I always did. And that's where I learned everything from. But it's been a minute. So,
right. And you know. And you definitely do make a good point, you know. I feel like what's for you is for you, you know. It's good that, you know, you're different and you want to do different music. I think that should be celebrated. I don't, you know, we're all unique. It would be, the world, life would be really boring if we all were the same. Like, you know, what's the fun in that? You know, but I like that we're all unique. We're all doing different things. And I would just, you know, tell you to keep, you know, sounding unique and keep, you know, striving to be who you are. Because I think that'll come through in your music, you know, you being authentic to who you are and not trying to merge and sound like somebody else.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And that's why, like, for my music, you never know what you're going to get, for real. But sometimes that's because I'm a writer, but sometimes you get bored. Well, I know me. I get bored with, like, if I just write about a certain situation, or I write about homes or what's going on in the homes to make sure, you know what I'm saying, it kind of reminds us what we need to do, even if, you know what I'm saying, I'm not technically 100%, you know what I'm saying, having the energy to do that, according to the Shots Fired, you know, not having the shield up enough, you know what I'm saying? They would call it excuses, but through life, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know, you just got to know. You just got to know.
Yeah.
So you just got to know what it is. You know, but at the end of the day, I mean, a lot of times we just, what we're forgetting is we're so trapped on, see, I'm different, you know, I don't care about, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, freestyling something right now. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I said that was simply because a lot of times, you know, so they be so hungry. They be so hungry for the money, for the light, for the shine, which is good. Okay, we know that you're going to shine. We know that. We already know that. And we still know, okay, we're dying. We're dying. Okay, we're dying. Yeah, I get that. I hear you telling me that we are getting slaughtered in the streets. Get that, bro. But Harriet Tubman should, huh? Yeah, that's where I am. I'm just a country boy to tell that to Florida right now and forever. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I'm saying is I just feel like, you know, coming, that's the mission and that's the goal, you know what I'm saying, to grab the minds of us, you know what I'm saying, and take it to where it needs to go to a deeper light, you know what I'm saying, a deeper truth or a better understanding or overstanding is what I call it. You know, and then, you know what I'm saying, creating not just jobs, but you know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Faith, giving true wealth, giving us true wealth. You know what I'm saying? Well, we here, we need to live by that. Okay, you telling me how to make moves. Yeah, you telling me how to make moves, but tell me how to be healed enough to do that, because if what you telling me and I ain't healed enough to do that, bro, I might fall. So you got to be, you know, they feel like, oh, well, y'all should already know that already. Yeah? Nah, because we didn't know the next line that you wrote on your paper. So what are we really listening to? I ain't stopping nobody. Huh? That's talking too much. That's when the arguments come. That's when they say, oh, you do. Nah, man, I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, I write songs every day. Been writing since I was a kid. Been watching 106 and Park, yeah, every day. You know what I'm saying? Coming from school, I go home. You know what I'm talking about? I go right home, write me a song. You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and then from then what I do is, you know what I'm
talking
about?
And you know what? That's a good point you bring up too. I really thought that they would bring 106 and Park back once, like TRL came back with, you know, on MTV. I thought that they would, you know, like bring that back with, you know, some fresh faces and, you know, might have some guest co-hosts, you know, from back in the day. But I really do think, you know, it's we really need the balance when it comes to you know, like what's going on with music right now.
Right.
We definitely appreciate you for calling in.
I appreciate you. I actually wanted to give a blessing if I could, you know, before, because we never separate. We always one. I don't like saying it. I just don't like saying before we, you know, get off the line. That would be, you know, I don't talk like that. I really don't talk the way that, you know what I'm saying, a normal artist or a songwriter or whatnot. So, you know, I basically talk like, I just speak it and see it. I see it, I speak it. So I'm not ready to give you a blessing if you allow me to. It's just me, you know what I'm saying. I'm so happy to be here, for real.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. All right, check it. See, I didn't write this song. I don't know what it's going to be. But I do know, I pray that it blessed somebody, that it helped somebody get over the fear of no stimulus hit. What am I gonna do now? I hope that faith come back. Don't worry about that. Don't let that. Don't stay there. Yeah, that's where my music go to. So y'all can judge it, but you know. So I had 3 weeks to wake up, man. Yeah. All right. That's it. God is good though. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. What's love? When we die in slowly, quickly, never more. What's love? I mean, what's controlling it? Yeah. Why we ain't focused here? Yeah. What's love? Yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah, what I'm saying. Slow. Everybody gotta be filled up or down from a slow. How you gonna make it? How you gonna go across the fence, cross the water? How you gonna get through the like time? How you gonna do it if you're killing your brother? I don't understand your movement, boy. I better tell you, you know what I'm doing. I see we really ain't losing. This is the way. This is the way. You expecting me to be talking about gangsters? You expecting me to be talking about those? You expecting me to be talking about dread? Man, keep my head up. Yeah. But listen, ain't nothing wrong if I talk about it. And I don't just know what I'm doing now. And I don't even care what they say about me. I don't even care what they say about me. But I gotta protect these chillin'. That where I'm at, where I gotta protect these chillin'. 2 minutes, 2 minutes down, I chill. Thank y'all. God bless y'all, man.
Yeah, God bless you too. You definitely be safe out there. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
I love you.
Let's get to the
radio. Blackout
Radio. Let's get to the next caller.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
214-450.
Me?
Hello, say your name. Where are you from?
Yeah, this is Black Gold Tanaya. Oh, I'm from Texas, Dallas. Oh, okay, so what you got going on out there in Texas?
Oh, man, I have so much going on. I didn't even know what to share today, so I'm just going to, first of all, check out my music. I'm on every streaming site. It's Black Gold Tanaya. And, of course, I'm just going to go ahead and just spell it out just to be on the safe side. It's Black, B-L-A-C-K-G-O-L-D, and T-A hyphen N-Y-A. And you can find me everywhere. Everywhere you stream, you can find me. Just hit it hard, My Grind, Firelight, Birthday Dress. I have a lot of tunes I'm sure that y'all will love, so just check me out. But
oh,
like I said,
you,
I have
can
a
you
lot
say
of,
the,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you spell the last part of your name?
Yes,
again, please.
T-A hyphen or dash N-Y-A.
N-Y-A. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? I will keep going because I have a lot of stuff going on. I have ministry. I actually do. But my main goal, and I'm just going to cut to the chase, I want all women, and this is what I say over and over again in different ways. I've tried to figure out different ways to make it entertaining. But the main focus is for women to be empowered, for women to know that you are queens, you are empresses, you are beautiful, and to hold yourself high. You don't have to twerk, you don't to get attention, you don't have to be naked to get attention. Just show yourself love, respect yourself. Every time you respect yourself, the people that are in front of you will respect you as well. And I'm just here to help you do that. And anything that I can do, hit me with email, blackgoldtanya@gmail.com. Just anything that I can do to help you to get there, then I will do that, because that's the main goal. You know, I'm putting these songs together and I'm doing my thing, but the main goal is to help women empower themselves, stand up for themselves, and stop being mistreated or treated like sex objects. That's the main goal here.
Okay, well, I definitely understand that. And I think, you know, like it's like what you're saying is very true. I think sometimes, you know, we have a idea in our mind that we might not be worthy, or you know, you gotta take your clothes off to be noticed. And I think that's the wrong message to kind of send, you know, to young girls. You know, now if you want to take your clothes off, no, that's fine. But you know, because I believe in a woman's right to choose as well.
Yeah.
You know, like how you want to represent yourself, you know. But there's always alternatives. You know, that was one of the things I loved about Missy, is that she was, you know, unapologetically her. She was still sexy, but she didn't have to be in a thong, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what I like.
Yes, exactly. And I also support women choosing and making their decision, but I just don't want them to feel like they have to, or that
something,
a pressure that's put on them to make something positive out of their lives. You are already beautiful. You are already unique. You are already the individual that God has made. So walk in that and be strong in that. That's the main goal. If you want to, I guess, take your clothes, I just don't feel that that's, I don't know. I just feel like that comes from a place of low self-esteem, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just, you know, someone wants to have fun that way. So I'm going to leave them there to each his own on
yeah.
that note.
I mean, yeah, I understand what, you know, like what you mean. And I only say that because sometimes it can come off as, you know, like preaching to women, or, you know, some women feel like if they do that, you know, then we're talking down to them. And, you know, that's just not the case either, you know. But
no,
I want them to know, like, they have, like, you have an option as to how you want to represent yourself. You know, now, if all you're doing is taking your clothes off, you know, and people respond to you in a certain way, you can't be mad that that's the response you're getting, because that's what you're putting out.
Yes, exactly. But also, it's just so much that women have to deal with, and it's so many barriers and so many obstacles that I just feel like it just separates us, and it just continues to, and then even separates us from each other as women. And respecting yourself is something that I've never seen. I've said so many times, I've never seen a queen kneel. I've never seen an empress just bow down. So just stand up and be strong and be who you are. And if that's whatever that is, I'm supporting it no matter what it is, because I support all women. And like I said, I have ministries, I have different things, but that's the main goal, is to make sure that women know that. So once again, if you want to hit me with an email or anything, you want to hit me on my Instagram, anything, Black Gold Tanya, TANYA. No hyphen in that, and then I will do anything I can to help all women, because that's my main goal. I'm here. I feel like Yahweh put me on this earth to make a difference and to make an impact in women's lives and to raise them all up to the queens that they already are. They just don't necessarily recognize it.
Well, I definitely appreciate you for calling in, sis. And
I'm going to be listening to you
up after the show. So, you know, you can definitely send us the music. I would love to play it and, you know, see what else you got going on out there, because I know it's more.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I would definitely be sending that to you.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Well,
thank y'all so much for your time.
No problem.
You're
appreciate
so welcome.
You
thank you, and appreciate you calling in. And you be safe out there.
You too. Thank you. All right. Bye.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the next caller.
817-879.
Yes, my name is Innocence with Doe Girl Entertainment from Texas. I'm from Texarkana, Texas, now residing in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Crowley to be exact. How's everyone?
Okay. We're doing fine, yourself. So what you got going on there in Texas?
Oh, we stay popping out here. I'd like to give a shout-out to the young lady, Miss Black Gold, that just was on the air. She's always done wonderful things, and we're very, very familiar with each other through Mr. E from Promotions. Big up for him. I like to But, you know, we're just basically out here just staying alive, thanking God for everything. As far as projects, we are definitely always working on albums. Myself, I have my own album, which I will be releasing through Universal, Bully Part Records, out of from Seattle headquarters.
Okay,
but thank you. Really, just right now, we got all kinds of programs as well. The album is going to be a pop album. I did sign with Universal through Bully Park as well because the owner was a security for Michael Jackson. And so I thought that would be a good way to showcase that all people can do different genres. We actually like creating them. We created what's called power music. And power music pretty much accentuates both male and female artists and people that are creative in the arts and gives them an opportunity to work from production to engineering, you know, other jobs other than just being just limited to artistry. Artistry in any art, you know, you don't have to be limited. There's no format or formula. I will be opening up for up-and-coming artists that are coming up because even though I'm an artist, I learned production, like to look in different areas of music industry and just independent. I stayed independent, and even though you sign and work with other companies, majors, it's only so far you can go as an independent, and that's something all people need to know. And so when someone does have to sign or, you know, do music videos, footage, because all those things are important, sometimes there are different avenues in marketing. It's chess games, you know. Everyone has a choice. And so I really liked how she elaborated on, you know, Black Gold elaborated on the choices of decision making. Our views may be a little bit different because I myself, in all the projects that I'm doing, just finished working with Ashanti on a single called I Want You, which is out right now on YouTube. It broke rec day of the release last week on Instagram. And I think she did a great job of showing women and femininity being sexy. If they do have to get a little bit more adult, that's the word I like to use. always be open-minded because until a person is in a person's shoes, you can't say.
Yeah, you can't knock a situation.
It's not an opinion. It's a fact. The music industry, along with other business, you may not have to get adult all the time because our brains are first and our hearts as well. God looks at the heart, but in projects, you have to have a marketing plan. You have to know who you're targeting. If it's towards children and young adults coming up and teens, of course, you don't expose them. It's that simple. Us as women, while we're in empowerment of each other, which I have a program called Superheroes out here in Fort Worth, which has been up and functioning for about 3 years, where we do community service. We provide different service in education, medicine. We teach healing, just in case people don't have the avenues and the resources to be able to get help when they need it. And let's just be real, this pandemic has paralyzed the world, you know, which is understandable because it's definitely not a joke. You know, but when it comes to projects, I think this is a wonderful time. I thank all radio, media, TV for allowing us an avenue for our voices to be heard no matter what we think and say.
Yeah.
So thanks for definitely having us. And I've been working in the dance community as well because with a lot of venues being closed, especially like the nightclubs, restaurants, you know, they may be open if it's a capacity, you know, how they have a certain number they lay in, you know, that to keep the business alive. But most of the businesses, especially in adult, are not open. So you got a lot of people that are at home now or work inside and secluded and isolated. And what people are learning is you really have to love yourself, because if you don't, when you get alone, you'll drive yourself mad if you're not careful. So we provide through superhero programs, you know, different avenues for people to be able to express themselves, commune, and make friends with people to share their feelings. It's kind of almost therapeutic, because the good thing is we all need somebody even when we don't think so. And when we, once we learn that all of us are one body, I kind of, I feel that we need to focus more this year on merging powerful queens, because queens are always important, but let's not forget kings, because our kings are being mistreated just as bad, if not worse. So I try not to get too, because, you know, we got Beyonce, we have, like I said, Miss Black Gold, and other wonderful queens who have kings in their lives, and they understand the importance of being queenship and being the best queen you can be. But I happen to work in a different field where I'm dealing with a lot of kings, a lot of broken kings. So my opinion, and which I don't really go by a whole lot, but I'm a more of a factual person.
I don't mean to cut you off. But call us, please. Hope I will, you know, get you on as soon as possible. But can you you know, like, what's your Instagram so I could follow you?
Yes, it's Innocence, INNOCENTS
8148. Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate you for calling in, and you be safe out there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
Yep, you're welcome. All right, call us, definitely. Please hold for us. Let's get on I Don't Trust You by Fleetwood, and then we'll get some other callers on.
Okay.
They say that they don't shit, they lying through their teeth. And I be lying too, saying we don't need no police. Streets got cooked some crime, got to have us some law. But there was a criminal act, the whole world just saw. Sworn to do a duty, you put that uniform on. Misuse, abuse, authority, how you sleep when you go home? Time to reap what you sow, it's time to pay what you owe. Got us fucked up, think we gon' pay to kill some more. Quick to say nah, that is some good cop. Shit, I ain't seen none. They must don't make hood stops. Hear sirens, see guns, pointed ready to kill. Shot down his best baby. Give a damn man how you feel. Been getting away too long. False reports and testimony. Lying in court. Can't wait to put them handcuffs on me. Lying in court. Can't wait to put them handcuffs on me.
Why don't you trust me? Tell me why should I? Why should I? You killing her. No. And you killing him. Oh. And you killing me. Should I? All I see is you killing her, and you killing him, and you killing me.
I got so much pain deep inside of me, cause all I see a society that lied to me. Ain't no quality, that shit don't exist. My hand clips, raising my black fist up like this. We tired of this shit, enough is enough. Try to call our bluff, we'll tear this motherfucker up. When you gonna prosecute these racist ass police? No justice, no peace, and ain't just us there in these streets. White, black, brown, motherfuckers going down. I know you somewhere listening, how the revolution sound. Say that old man a concussion, push him down to the ground. That shit you do is evil, you don't serve and protect the people. Try to kill Lil Mud, I can't forget you either. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, the name of few. Tyson Nelson, Oscar Grant, felony murder without a clue.
Y'all know it was. Felony murder without a clue.
No, I don't trust you.
goddamn lie. They killing our people. Saw it with your own eyes. Nothing changed, same thing, just a different name. Get a badge, get a gun, and you can legally game bang. Ain't no faith in the system. All that talking, we want conviction. Life sentence. Every crooked cop should die in prison. Ain't fooling me, cause you're on a knee and you're kneeling. Why you ain't say nothing but all them beatings and all them killings? I heard you, Black Chief. Say you got work to do. So what you gonna do about them dirty motherfuckers you know that work for you? You ain't no fool. This story here is true. I know you paid your union dues, but they'll kill your black ass too. Yeah, when it come down to it, your ass still black. So tell us, we wanna know how your black ass gon' act. It's time to show and prove. What's up, homie? It's on you. What you gonna do?
It's your move.
No, I don't trust you.
No justice, no peace.
I mean, tell me what should I?
No dirty police.
It's important to remember that for black people, law enforcement has often been on the wrong side of history. They were enforcing slavery all those decades ago and then enforcing Jim Crow. People remember that. The grandparents tell stories. The photos are still there.
The photos still exist, but perhaps more importantly, so do the wounds. How can we trust a system that's so rotten at its core?
Oh, yeah, we back, y'all. That was Fleetwood, the Cotton Pickers.
Yeah, I definitely like that joint. I Don't Trust You by Fleetwood. You know, the Cotton Pickers, and, you know, we'll have him joining the show on the 18th, so look forward to that. Let's get on the next caller.
Hello, say your name, where you from?
Yo, yo, what's good, everybody? This is SX Sean Felder. How y'all doing today? What's going on, Keisha? Hope things is well.
Yes, all is well, Sean. How are you doing today?
Good, 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 good. You know, we had a nasty snowstorm in the East Coast, so New York City is still a little battered by the snowstorm. We got some sunshine, so it's getting a little bit better. I know everybody's getting ready for Super Bowl weekend. I don't know who's going for the Chiefs or whoever's going for the Buccaneers. Everybody be safe and enjoy the game on Super Bowl Sunday. I think some of the bars in New York are still kind of shut down due to COVID. They're probably going to do some takeout orders, but like I said, everybody be safe Super Bowl weekend. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, I want to say if sports, let's say a happy birthday. I don't know if you remember the great Lawrence Taylor, who used to play for the New York Giants. He turned 57, who, in my opinion, is the GOAT. Everybody knows, due respect to Tom Brady, who's going for some championship. But as an old school head, the real GOAT is Lawrence Taylor. If y'all young folks don't know who Lawrence Taylor is, look him up on social media. Lawrence Taylor. He's one of the few football players who changed the game to football. So happy birthday to the great Lawrence Taylor of the New York Giants.
Yeah. Well, I definitely didn't know who Lawrence Taylor is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know how it is, Keish. A lot of these young cats, you know, they don't remember the greatness of that era of football, how physical it is. And LT, he definitely changed the game from a defensive standpoint, how teams used to strategy how to set things up for him. He could definitely shut down an offense by himself. And I've seen it live as a Giant fan back in the era. So shout out to the great Lawrence Taylor. So, you know, God bless him. He just turned 57 today. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So real quick, I just want to say a shout out to Dee Dee Walker. I'm sponsoring her show, Dee Dee Walker SX Energy Drinks, and I'm going to be on the show next Wednesday with Burrow G from DTF Radio. It was supposed to be yesterday, but due to the nasty snowstorm, we canceled it. So check it out on social media. I'll be the radio guest of Burrow G Radio Show. She's also a model, and she has a magazine out. I'm on her January issue with the SX ad. Also this month, she has my PR, DJ K Nikki. Check out that new issue on McLeod. She's talking about her years as a DJ, model, and also an offer. So shout out to my PR, DJ K Nikki.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And after, before I leave, also shout out to my man, Rashad Bashir. He did a big radio interview with a well-known comedian. You can look at his social media. I want to give much love to that dude. He got his events back on Fridays with Harlem Nights in Harlem. So, again, shout out to my man, comedian Rashad Bashore. So, big ups to him. And then, like I said, I'm sure you see upcoming events for him. Just check him out on social media. And hopefully you have him back, Keisha. You know that guy had you laugh when you had him in. So, shout out to my man,
Rashad Bashore. He definitely did. I told him when, you know, we start doing shows again, I would definitely have him come down and entertain us because he was funny as hell. So I'm looking forward to when we can get out of the house and I can go into work again.
I'm getting this unemployment weakness. I ain't rushed to go back to work, and soon I'm hearing Joe Biden's going to pass the new stimulus bill, so take your time. So he's going to extend that unemployment.
Well,
so get as much as you can that free money. You know what I'm saying?
That is all fine and well, but I like going into work. You know, those 8 hours give me a time. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I like when my man at work. I like when I'm at work because that means we ain't home killing each other. You know, but this is a non-domestic violence house. But we have to have time apart. And this being home, stuck with each other, I want
to
go out.
Find,
I miss having lunch with the girls.
Well, once things get back to normal, I'm sure everybody would do everything they want to do. Right now, we just got to go through the struggle and just do all the best you can. I mean, I've been doing YouTube videos with my PR, Nikki, and just doing stuff on social media. So I'm just keeping myself active with the business and do much as can. Oh, listen, I lost a lot of shows, too, during the pandemic. So I basically did one with Nonstop Entertainment in October, but it was a weird feeling since the pandemic. So, you know, you just do all you can. So, but we're still shut down entertainment-wise in New York. So there's rumors we may try to get things back in June, baseball, Governor Cuomo. So we'll stay tuned and see. So I'm not going to hold y'all short. I know you got other callers, but y'all take care and enjoy Super Bowl weekend. And like I said, also rest in peace, Cicely Tyson, an icon. So please, let's all honor Cicely Tyson. Rest in peace.
Yes, that definitely hurt my heart when she passed. But, you know, we all hope we live to, what was it, 98 or 96.
She was 96. She was old. So you never know when it's your time, y'all.
You
enjoy life while you can. You never know when it's your time to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all take care, all right? SX.
All right, Sean. Thanks, and you be safe
Bye-bye.
Out there. Bye. All right, let's get to the next caller.
Yo, it's Carlito 810 for Flint, Michigan. What's up, fam?
Hey, homie. How are you?
Hey, homie. What's going on? Chilling. I had a day off today, so I got to call in.
All right, now.
Yeah, I've been working so much. I'm just, like, so tired. I ain't even been, like I've been trying to reconfigure my campaign for my album, the movie and stuff. So that's, I'm probably finna start going hard on that again, probably in the middle of this month. But it's still been moving good. I just ain't had a chance because I've been with the house and everything. I just paid the house off. I got to do the taxes now and had to talk to them because they had some stuff on my taxes that was wrong. You know how stuff go, man. And then, like, you know, municipalities never really want to help you because they just want the money. So you got to kind of argue with them, you know, and I, you know, then you got to be, you know, you got to use your education. You can't be like, yo, I'll come down there and I'll pull a strap on all of y'all. Y'all don't get me right. Can't be like that. You know what I mean? So you got to, like, you know, you got to be able to work around all that and try to, you know, get your point across, but you got to do it educational-wise, you know. So it's, like, it's hard because, you know, they be talking back kind of, you know how people are in a position of power, kind of condescending, you know, even though you pay for them to work.
Yeah.
So you know how that is. It's terrible.
Yeah,
but anyway.
We definitely do, and I saw, I don't know, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I saw like a report, like a girl got her porch stolen in Detroit. So I was like, damn, I ain't.
Yeah.
I was like, the hell, like, I know times are bad, but like, I ain't thinking about we stealing people's porches.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't know it was in Detroit, though. That's fucked up.
You know, that's how the city is, though. You know what I mean? There, Flint, Michigan, we some ruthless dudes, you know what I mean? Chicks, all that, you know. You know, it's an apartment complex here that people living in, and I guess while they was living in, like 2 weeks ago, somebody came in and stole all the pipes, so they in there with no water or heat. While they was living in it.
Oh, like the copper. Oh,
they stole copper and everything else, though, because, I mean, mostly, you know, your water pipes be PVC. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's an older building, so it might have all been copper. But I'm just saying, they in there without no water, no heat. So, you know, what they steal with the heat, you feel me? Like, they went in and stole everything.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy. That had to be some type of inside job, because you just can't leave out with all that stuff, though. Especially if people are living there and it's not abandoned.
When
it's abandoned, you know, you have that problem.
Right.
We have that problem here. You know, but
yeah,
for people to be living there and you still in the, you know, the copper wires and all that,
Nobody heard no tinkering? Nobody heard no tinkering? Nobody saw
That's what I said, that had to be an inside job some kind of way.
Yeah, with the person that own it, you know, because there's people living in there, they suffering right now. So I know they ain't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now
they trying to relocate the people. They don't have water, so they've been taking them bottled water and everything. The city kind of stepped in and helped them out. And, you know, I mean, hopefully, they still got electricity. So, I mean, as far as heat, they can put electric heat in there for now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not totally terrible. They like being outside if you got electricity. You know what I'm saying? Like, they taking a bottle of water, so I mean they able to hydrate themselves, and you know, if you got electricity, hope you got electric stove, you can at least boil some water, take a bath if you got to. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them, prayers go out to them.
Definitely. Well, you know, we definitely appreciate you, you know, for calling in and chatting it up with us today. But
album out and the movie
there.
Out. The album out and the movie out. The album Born on Tomatum, which is actually a soundtrack for the movie Born on Tomatum. Khalid O810 on YouTube. Khalid O810 on Instagram. Khalid O810 on Twitter. Khalid O810 on Facebook. Carlos Khalid O'Johnson is my personal page. Khalid O810 on TikTok. I mean, just the movie right now has almost hit 1,000 views in a month. Not really promoting it or whatever. Not really, because I'm getting my campaign money together and all that. But it's still been steady moving every day. You know, I got a lot of good comments from it, you know what I mean? It's a hip-hop kung fu movie with the Born on Tomatoes soundtrack playing throughout the movie, and there's a couple videos I shot in relevance in the movie, which, you know, flows pretty well. So just check it out, Born on Tomatoes. Just Carlito 810, Flint, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to Black Tears. Shout out to Black Eye Radio. Hey, yo, Case! Shout out to you. Shout out to Mr. Rontel. And I got to say this before I go. When you said you like it when your man go to work and you go to work.
Yep.
You know why I know you really, really like that? Because that brother's going to bring some food home. You know it. For real. That's a win-win.
They ain't playing that at that job.
He don't bring no wings home. Well, that's a win-win.
He don't bring no wings home. He only cook at home.
I done started some shit. My bad, Mr. Russ. See y'all later. I gotta go now. I'm sorry, man. I gotta go now. I love y'all.
We love you too. You be safe out there.
The show, man. I'll holler y'all next week if I can.
Yeah. All right, no problem. You be safe out there, man.
All right.
We have definitely enjoyed all the callers and the listeners who tuned into the show today. Definitely, if you want to know how you can get your music heard or listen or schedule an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And you can hit my co-host up at Mr. Runto That on IG as well. But let's be kind to one another, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great week, and be safe out there. Please. Just, you know, be safe and take care of one another. I know we ain't going to get much of it on, but let's go out with Nomada by Young Tunes featuring Crazy Ty. Hey.
Aw, shit.
Man, I used to do this shit one take, yo. This shit is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
No sleep.
Yeah. No matter if I catch the bus or drive.
No sleep, man.
Money, nigga,
I'm back.
I'ma make sure my family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade.
Yeah.
I'm laying up in no shade. Ray fans in the block, I'm the Yeah. No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Ray fans just to block out the hay. Yeah. No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Ray fans just to block out the hay. I ain't worried about the hate, I be really on the chase. Yeah, ain't no limit to the state. Caught my kids real estate. Yeah, hello babe, I'm on the way. Lord, my